Now listen very carefully. This is prophetical. This is yielding to prevail in your life. The traffic of failure, lack, and damnation are over. Get ready to flow. Satan will not keep you in no more stupid living, nor your eyes and your heart are being invaded by revelation and submission. You're being promoted by God permission. Expect miracles, signs, and wonders in your life as you travel in these times of my truth being unfolded to you. Every step is leading to promotion. So rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Rejoice. For your time has come. 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 Now let me say it again, because I look at some people, they're not rejoicing. They're not raising their hand. They're not doing nothing. I'm going to say it again. There's a certain akatalalabasha. Oh my goodness. Oh ta ta ta. Oh my goodness. Oh, there's a certain anointing trying to get in here. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. There's a certain anointing trying to get out of the way. You can't be normal. You can't be natural in here. Yield to the Holy Ghost. Cannot flow in revelation. Rituals cannot flow in revelation. So you have to control your body, control your mind with your spirit in order to flow. When the spirit is flowing, when the spirit is manifested, you got to get out of your flesh. You got to get out of your mind realm and yield. What I say, yield. That's a word you need to have. If you're going to live the life God wants you to live, you're going to have to yield. And flow. Because the Holy Ghost is about to tell you some things this morning you don't know. And those things are designed to cause you to grow in the spirit and win in life. You may be seated. How to become what God has designed me to be. Enemies are framing your life right. I won't tell them to you at the beginning. Enemies are framing your life right. Number one, Satan. Number two, the system. Oh, number three. Ooh. Number three. Self. And then sense realm. Enemies of framing your life right. Satan, the system, self, and the sense realm. They will keep you from framing your life like you were designed to be. And we're going to expose all of that. Now, I'm going to give you some words. I want you to study and look them up. I got about 9 words y'all going to give you that going to put you in a new traffic, a new anointing, a new awareness, new wisdom, all right? Cometh to the church. The first word is discernment. You're going to have to pack discernment if you're going to break ranks. You're going to have to see beyond the natural eye. You're going to have to be kotalisiso, be able to see in the spirit. Discernment. Discernment. Thank you, Holy Ghost. From this day forward, discernment must come before decision. Woo, that's heavy, boy. Discernment. Don't make a decision until you discern what's the right thing to do from God. Packing and anointing. Anointing. The ability of God. Not the ability of your flesh. Not the ability of your mind. And not the ability of your satanic enemies. You packing an anointing. The Holy Ghost is in you and on you. The next, and we're just putting criteria for the message. You have to learn how to be spiritually minded. Spiritually minded. And there's an area that because of the lack of the apostolic, prophetic, and all the ministry gifts being together in Ephesians 4:11 through 16, there's an area you're going to have to understand in the spirit world called maturity. Maturity. You have to, and you're constantly, listen, after 57 years, you never exhaust maturity in the spirit. You can grow up every day. God will show you a new dimension, a new step to take. Are y'all seeing this? I mean, it's exciting. I mean, every day, Brad, every day, you can grow up to another level. Every day, the Holy Spirit can show you something else you don't know. That's the rest of your life. I said, that's the rest of your life. Fresh evidence, fresh insight, fresh power is available to you every day the rest of your life. Because he's inexhaustible. He always got more to show you, to reveal to you. That's why we pray. Divine law is another one. Divine law. Not natural law. Laws of the spirit. Laws of the supernatural belong to you. Wisdom is another word. Here's another one you have to know about if you're going to be what God wants you to be. Authority. You got to operate in spiritual authority. One of the greatest spiritual authorities you got, the name of Jesus. When you function in the name of Jesus, Satan know who you are. Empowered. I'm just giving you some words. Empowered. Asset. There's always more. Divine information. Divine. Now listen to this one because it's needful. Divine impartation. Then activation. And then the last word is equipped. Framing your life with the Word of God. You got your Bible? Yes, sir. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Operated on daily. You'll be willing to permit the Word to operate on you daily. Yeah. Hebrews 4:12, the Word is the only thing that can get you prepared for the life that God wants you to have. Right. And here, Hebrews 4:12 is so powerful, it gives us the description of the abilities of the Word in your life. What the Word can do. It says, the Word of God is quick. That word quick means alive, right? Yes, sir. The Word of God is quick. Look what it says. Another thing about the Word. And powerful. It's something Satan can't stop. Yeah. It's something your problem can't stop. Yeah. It's something your situation can't stop. It overruled your problem, your situation, and Satan. Yes, did y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Sharper than a two-edged sword. Piercing. So you need to be pierced daily. Now the reason you need to be pierced is because you got two part of you against you.
Right. Yes, sir.
You got two part of you Satan can use, even though you're a Christian, but you still got two parts of you that Satan can use. Your body and your mind. As long as you're in this body, in this world, you're going to have to take control of your body. We'll look at it in a few minutes. And take control of your soul.
Yes, sir.
If not, Satan's gonna control them. And you're gonna come to church, but he's still gonna be ruling you. Piercing even the dividing of the son of the soul and spirit and of the joint and marrow. Here's the word. I gave you a word a few minutes ago. And is a discerner. Underline that word. Discerner. Discernment is you having the ability to see your spiritual rights and walk in it. Discern of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now, the Word of God does that. When the Word is properly divided, or you're properly taught, you have the abilities to flow in a divine dimension that will control your body, control your senses, control your feeling, control your circumstances. Shut them down when they need to be shut down. Lord, I heard it. This lesson is to train you how to be in authority of your life on daily basis. How to be in authority of your life. Now, the intentions are there. Every Christian intention is to please God. If you're born again, if you're born again, you've accepted Jesus Christ, I don't care what kind of life you're living, but your intention is to please God. The problem is, I don't know what's happening to me. And too much rape, spiritual rape, is going on in the body. Oh, my Lord. Somebody let me preach here. Too much spiritual rape is going on in the body of Christ. Watch what I'm going to say now. I'm going to include myself. Too much spiritual rape is going on in our lives. Yes. We got to catch him before we can stop him. We got to know what's going on. We got to know how I got in this trouble. How I don't want to do this. Why I'm doing this? I don't want to do it. Why am I doing it? Because the enemy have got into your body, into your senses, and your spirit is not in charge. Talk to me, church. Because you're going to get deeper and deeper. These next verses we're going to, you cannot do them without Hebrews 4:12. We just read Hebrews 4:12, right? Now, these verses we're going to, verses that you know, you have read them, you have spoken them out, but this morning, the Holy Spirit, yes, is going to show you how to do it. Yes, sir. Yeah, now let me tell you something else. Let me tell you something else. You want to do it. Yes, sir. Every child of God want to do what's right. If you have never heard that before, give God some praise. Every child of God, every born-again child of God wants to do what's right. The problem is they have to be taught properly and given a grace change. No matter what functioning been going on in your life, because you're a child of God, you want to do what's right. But to do what's right, you got to have revelation. You got to have discernment and words I call out. You got to have anointing. You got to have insight.
Yes, sir.
You can't be entertained when you come to church. You got to, real, that's real praise there, baby. Look, I've been around. That's you felt that?
Yes,
that, what?
Yes.
Your soul got soaked.
Yes.
When they were saying, your soul said, oh my goodness, what are they doing? Now, and so in order to apply the verses that we're going to now, you're going to have to understand Hebrews 4:12. That is a live word. Maybe I go. Notice what Jesus said before I go here. Look, notice what Jesus said in Matthew 4:4. Notice what he said. It's a strange statement. But his answer, but he answered and said, it's written, man should not live just by food. By steaks, macaroni and cheese, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Revelation, you understand? Insight. All right? Now, prior to showing you these verses you already know, I want to go to another verse that is so profound, it can change everything for you today.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to a voice that is so profound that it can change everything. I don't care what you're dealing with. It can change everything today. That's how powerful God's word is. John 6:63. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh, what? The word that I speak to the person sitting next to you. To your mama. To your daddy. Grandpa. Three. Grandma.
Three. Come on.
Lord. Pastor.
Three.
Teacher.
Three.
So watch what the Holy Spirit said. He's not talking about secular hearing. He's not talking about secular hearing. The words that I speak to you cannot remain secular. Oh my goodness.
That's good.
See, we have God talking to you. We have spiritual conversation. We have private conversation, because I'm revealing some things to you that the person next to you might not get. So your secular thinking and your secular eating hold you back from your spiritual altitude. Today you're about to fly. Revelations are your wings in the spirit. Revelation is spiritual wings to cause you to fly over Satan. And you listen to me, young lady? And satanic power. You're operating in another realm. That's why Jesus just walked around and did everything he wanted to do. Satan couldn't touch him. Because he was functioning in another realm. The church, the believer, the child of God, you who are born again, supposed to function in another realm. A realm that is higher than Satan. A realm that is higher than demonic forces. A realm that is higher than darkness. You are to walk in the light. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So if I preach and God don't speak, you ain't got nothing. If I preach and you do not hear in the spirit, you leave this church this morning, get in your car just like you came. But if you're listening, and if the Holy Ghost getting a hold of your heart and talking to you personally, and God get a chance to put his arm around you and tell you, you're going to make it, baby. You're going to make it. No matter how it look, you're going to make it, because I got my arms around you. Yes, you made some failure. Yes, you made some mistakes. But I've already made up for you. The words that I speak, I got to, unto you, they are anointed. They are supernatural. They are life changing. They change your body. They change your soul. And they empower your spirit. The church, oh Lord, has made us too sin conscious. Satan wants you sin conscious. He don't want you to know you really sealed. The only way he can get in on you is he gets you or I, myself, stupid enough to open the door. But we keep our praise on. See, you can't help but praise. You know, Satan trying to do something, say, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He can't help that. One demon tell another demon, I'm gone, man. It's the wrong house. I go to a house they don't know how to praise. And you break out like that, you say, oh, no, wrong house. Some demon go back and say, tell Satan, assign me to another house. That woman praying in tongues, come on, hallelujah, praise God. The woman, she ain't scared of me. She tell me, shut up in the name. That's your life, baby. All of us got to deal with stuff. As long as you're in the body, you're going to deal with stuff. You got to deal with people. You got to deal with situations. But you're a winner. Look at somebody tell me, I like my church. My church tell me I'm a winner. Even with my shortcomings. And tell me how to improve myself. Sit down. What y'all doing? Sit down. What y'all doing? Now, I told you all of this introduction. Now you can handle Romans 12, 1 through 3. To live the life that God designed for you to live, you're going to have to be able to handle Romans 12, 1 through 3. I can't handle it for you. I can train you and show you what to do. But you come on, son. But you're going to have to handle it. Go to Romans 12. Yes, sir. Romans 12 is on the baseline. I received so. On the, so all right, yes, sir. That's just $333. Got it. Yes, sir. Huh?
That's not 500?
That's
what I'm asking. It's not 500.
Did they check?
Yeah.
It's here. No, it says 333, I see. But what it supposed to be 500?
Yeah, did you get back to my wife?
Your wife?
Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't got nothing to do with that. You're mean, bro. I'm in a wife deal. I ain't getting. You had Romans 12? Now, if you don't want to change, leave now. I'll give you time enough to leave. You don't want to change. But then I interrupt myself with that statement. You want to change. Can I love you enough for you to change? Can I be, oh my, come on. Can I be anointed enough for you to want to change? Can I not fight you, but help you to change?
Okay.
Well, there's two of them now, though. Oh, wait a minute, this is $800-something here now. Right? I just don't want to get in trouble with the husband and wife, you know. Hallelujah. I know, I understand. Romans 12, right? Romans 12. Now, Let me say something that's going to help you immensely. You cannot do Romans 12, 1 through 3, without Hebrews 4 and 12. You cannot do Romans 12, 1 through 3, without understanding the manifestation of John 6, 63. You cannot control your body. You cannot control your mind if you're not anointed. Okay? You're designed to present your body by the mercy of God, that first voice. Then you are not to be conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewal of your mind in the second voice. Romans 12, 2. And then you're designed to live in the Spirit by faith and grace in Romans 12 and 3. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Your body is not saved, and your mind or your soul is not saved. So you are a Trinity. Your body, soul, and body. Your body, soul, and spirit. Your spirit, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. That happened in your spirit. Your body still, oh Lord, I don't want to say that. Your body still, no, I'll say it like this. Your body still is a sinner. Your mind still is a sinner. You never heard that before, I bet you. Your body is a sinner, and your soul and your mind is a sinner. But by grace and faith, you convert them every day. Let me say, preach, Leroy. But you got to convert them every day. You got to meditate. You got to get things in your mind. So, all right, I'm gonna get a little further here. Let me go a little further. Look at Romans 9:1. Look at Romans 9:1. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. My mind also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. My body also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. Because I got them trained, you see. I'm training them. My body for God. My mind for God. My conscience for God. When they get off track, I got to bring it back. I said, when they get off track, I got to bring it back. And believe me, baby, it will get off track. You follow me? So, don't kill yourself because your mind went off a track. It's designed to go off track. You got to bring it back, baby. See. All right, let me give you some points I want you to write down to help you on this journey. Knowing how to trust the Lord with everything. Right. Turn it all over to Him. Yes. Right now. Yes. Wisdom, listen to me now, is beyond all problems. Get ready for supernatural answers. Whatever you're going through, or whatever is waiting on you, I declare and decree that you have enough wisdom to handle it. Whatever needs to be changed in your life this morning, I declare on behalf of Almighty God that you have the wisdom and the understanding and the knowledge and the power to change it. Wisdom is beyond all problems. So if wisdom is beyond all problem, Reverend, I do not have no more problem. Because there's nothing can come in your life that God don't already know. There's nothing that you need that God can't show to you. And I heard on the inside, you about to see something. I hear inside, all of your blind spots are about to be wiped out. That hindering you from living the good life that Father God wants you to live. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sit down.
My boy, y'all better brace yourself for this one.
Grace mysteries unfolding will put you in unstoppable success. Oh, hallelujah. What kind of success? Come on, y'all talk to me. What kind of success? Say the whole thing. Unstoppable what? I came to church this morning to praise God. And this man of God got up and got a revelation of how I can walk in unstoppable success. Grace and faith is designed to place you in unstoppable success. Yeah. That girl said she was, well, she said she was a maid. What she worked for, she was a housekeeper and got a house, 3-bedroom house paid for. Yeah. See, I'm just listening to that word over and over again. This year, I'm sending money to another city for a hungry family so they can have something to eat. Right. Look at the job she got now. She ain't got no job like you got, boy. Yeah, look, but look what she doing. What you think what you do with joy? Yes, sir. It don't take that. All it takes is God. Right. Look at somebody next to you and tell them, I'm anointed. So you come here this morning and you leave and you leave in here with unstoppable success. That's why he called it good success, because nobody can stop it. Unfolding mercy will produce dominion in your life like never before. Unfolding mercy cometh upon you right now. I said unfolding mercy cometh upon you right now, and dominion will be in your life like never before. You're going to dominate in bad spots. You're going to dominate because you're supernatural, because you're born of the Spirit of God. You're going to dominate because you're not just a church member. Yeah. You're a member of the family of God. Yeah. You're going to dominate because you're anointed. Yeah. Trust the Holy Ghost. Trust the Word of God. Trust your faith. Trust grace.
Hallelujah.
Listen. 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 Blood flows is plural, of kingdom power are being released now. You get it. I told everybody, shakatata. Every person in the sound of my voice, you getting in a blood flow this morning, a dominion flow. Could you hear that? Blood flows, not one, blood flows of kingdom power are being released now. Say this with me. Blood flows of kingdom power are being released in my life right now. Everything that needs to be stopped, be stopped right now. Everything that needs to be started right now. Blood flow. You know what I mean? I mean the redemptive forces. That mean Jesus' blood flowing at the cross gonna start flowing in your life. For your freedom. Your victim days are over. the having the ability to flow in the glory realm will bring promotion. Ah! Having the ability to flow in the glory realm will bring promotion. I'm telling you, as a man of God, you have the abilities to flow in the glory realm, so promotion coming to your house today. Promotion coming to your life today. Your down moments are over. Your down days are dead. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout glory to God.
Glory to God.
Somebody shout, I'm receiving apostle.
I'm receiving apostle.
I'm hearing some here. Every ankle that Satan has placed in your life is pulled up today. I don't care how long it's been there. I don't care if it came through your whole family generation. Today, baby, you go free. All of your shortcomings are put in a deliverance box. Y'all ready? All stoppables are being pulled out of your life. The outpouring is on you. So things that have been blocking you and stopping you, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
today, the Father's outpouring is upon you to remove those things. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, Satan used this. The Lord showed it to me. The baits. B-A-I-T-S. The baits are over. Decision. Decision. And dominion is flowing in your path. The baits, the traps, he's been using against you. Decision and dominion is flowing in your path. Decision and dominion is flowing in my path. So as I go, the Holy Ghost is going to give me the decision. And the decision is going to give me a revelation of the dominion of whatever waiting on me up there. Y'all better let me preach over there. Somebody about to fly up in here, baby. I mean, you haven't preached till somebody said, God, dog, you heard what he said? You can't be normal and preach. That's why I got to train the LTMA. They got to have an anointing. I don't want a whole lot of information. A whole lot of A, B, C, D, E, F, G. What am I going to do with that? Get me some impartation. Let something come off of you. You got something in you or something on you, let it come off. So I can feel something every now and then. People talk about that, I don't need to feel nothing, but every now and then. I need to feel a little something. A little itching, a little something. Something need to be in the atmosphere. I don't just want to hear you talk. I want to feel something every now and then. I want God to put his hand on me. I won't go to no dead, dry church just telling me words. I want somebody walking in there that walking in there. I want somebody invisible walking in there, touching me every now and then, telling me everything's all right. It may not look like it's all right. Don't tell me about no God without no feeling. Yeah, I know I got to have faith, but every now and then, I need somebody to put their hand on my shoulder. Every now and then, I need to feel somebody holding my hand. Every now and then, I need somebody whispering in my ear. Every now and then. I don't want to just sit around the church, just sit. Every now and then I want to dance. Every now and then I want to shake a little bit. Every now and then I want to feel somebody putting their arm around me. Somebody that can't be seen, but I know they're there. Woo, my goodness. Every now and then. Glory to God, he here, boy. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, no, man. Hallelujah. Woo! Good God Almighty. Shh. 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 Oh, my goodness. Shh. Shh. Oh, my goodness. Every now and then. Every now and then. Every now and then. I want Harrison. That's Harrison. My goodness. Shoo. Shoo. Ah! Shoo. Shoo. Ooh, my goodness. Ooh, my goodness. Praise, let's make your way up here. What happened to glory come? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sit down. Sit down. Write these notes right quick. Then they're going to sing. Shh. Shh. Put this in your note. Using the weapons of God right in your life. Using the weapons of God right in your life. You listening? Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. What? What? I know I shouldn't have put them behind me. Oh my God. It'll get on you. It'll get on you. It'll get on you. It'll get on you. Oh yeah, it'll get on you. It'll get on you. It'll get on you. I tell you, it'll get on you. Yeah, it'll get on you. Yeah, it'll get on you. You get close enough to it, it'll get on you. Oh yeah, it'll get on you. Oh yeah, it'll get on you. Oh, yeah, it'll get on you. It's designed to get on you. Oh, yeah, it'll get on you. Yeah, it'll get on you. I tell you, it'll get on you. It'll get on you. I tell you, it'll get on you. It'll get on you. I tell you, it'll get on you. I tell you, you get, ah, it'll get on you. Shh. It'll get on you. It'll get on you. You get close enough, it'll get on you. It'll get on you, I tell you. It'll get on you. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. It'll get on you. I don't want to go to a church and nothing get on me. Something get on me every now and then. It's real. God is real. It's real. God present is real. I don't just have faith, I got feeling. I can feel his presence. Every now and then I won't feel his presence. It'll get on you if you let it get on you. Glory to God. Now I ain't got nobody to sing. Glory to God. They all falling out. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. For the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. How long? Forever. Be blessed. Be free. Be happy. Be full of joy. Shout right now. Somebody, I'm free, and shout about it, and shout about it. I'm free because he got his hand on me. God's hands on me right now. God's hand on me right now. God's hand on me right now. God got his hand on me right now. To have some anointing. You got to know how to yield to the Holy Ghost. You got to get out the way. Your intellect got to get out the way. All your smart thoughts got to get out the way. And you got to get loose and let the Holy Ghost flow. Flow, Holy Ghost, flow. Let the Holy Ghost flow through everybody that is here right now. Heal. Healing is flowing in you right now. Health is flowing in you right now. Wealth is flowing in you right now. Prosperity is flowing in you right now. Joy is flowing in you right now. Peace that passes all understanding flowing in you right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You want me to tell you, you love. God love you.
Yes.
I don't care your shortcomings. He love you anyway. He gonna help you straighten it out.
Yes.
Tell somebody, God love me. And I love God. Hallelujah. Yeah! Hallelujah. Yeah, we're going to praise him today. We're going to praise him today. Yeah! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. That's a time to be nice, Ronald. That's a time to be nice, but that's a time to cut up. That's a time to cut up. Not just be nice, a time to cut up. That's a time to praise him. Everybody here get loose and praise him. Do a little something. praying in some kind of way. That's the time to get set free. You never moved before, move now. Shake your leg, shake your shoulder, shake something. You ain't got nobody, look. Look. Give somebody a high five, tell them I'm glad you're here. Tell them I'm glad you're getting blessed. Come on, I'm glad you're getting blessed. I'm glad you're getting blessed. Ooh, hallelujah. Tell three people, the Lord my shepherd, I should not want. Three people. Shupatatala. Shupatalaya. Shupatalala. Shupatatalaya. My goodness.
use the weapons of God right in your life.
Yes.
Using the weapons of God right in your life. When you attack, train yourself that you know how to use the weapons of God right when you attack. He gave you those weapons for a reason.
Yep.
They are weapons that Satan cannot whip. The world system cannot whip. With cultures, they're coming up with all these different cultures. They cannot whip these weapons. Use these weapons right. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God.
Yes, sir.
To the pulling down of stronghold, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's what I'm talking about. I don't have no carnal weapon. I have supernatural weapon. I have the name of Jesus. I have the word of God. I have the blood. I have grace. I have mercy. I have glory. I have faith. These are supernatural weapons. I'm not just walking around here talking about I'm a Christian. I got power in my life because I'm a Christian. I got God's hand on me. I got Jesus' hand on me. I got the Holy Spirit hand on me. I'm not by myself. You may be going through something. The enemy may have to attack your body, but you attack him back. You attack him back with the name of Jesus. You attack him back with the blood. You attack him back with praise. You attack him back praying in tongues. You attack him back by giving God praise. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him. You attack him back with worship. Even though your arm hurt, raise him and tell him, God, I praise you. I glorify you. I magnify you. Pain, leave my arm. Pain, leave my back. Pain, leave my feet. Pain, leave my legs. Pain, leave my neck. Pain, leave my shoulders. Pain, leave my back. I command you right now in the name of Jesus. Name that is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. I give you power to tread on serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy shall do you no harm. You're a child of the living God. I say you're a child of the living God. I say you're a child of the living God. I say on the internet, online, you're a child of the living God. Shout whatever state you're in. Shout whatever country you're in. Prayer is given praise. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. Y'all ready? Can y'all do anything yet? Can y'all do a little something? Try it anyway. Y'all fall out, just fall out. Try something.